First up, as the saying goes, find a penny, pick it up, all day long, you'll have good luck. But apparently, it's not always the case. A woman who kept a £20 note she found in a shop has been convicted of theft. Nicola Bailey, who's 23, picked up the cash at a shop in Stoke-on-Trent after it was dropped by a customer who had withdrawn it from a nearby cash point. She had said she had no idea who it belonged to. So was she wrong, or is it a case of finders keepers? 030 30 80 55 55. I'm joined this morning by Martin Dobney and Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Finny.
Morning, guys.
What do you reckon, Fionnuala? Was this fair game? She found £20. She thought, that's one for me. That's great. I'll keep that.
Yeah. Well, it was a bit harsh, wasn't it, that she was actually done for theft? But if you think about it, it is pretty morally indefensible, because that money was dropped by someone, so it belongs to someone else. It's someone else's personal property, and she just pocketed it. Now, full disclosure, like, I've done it myself, never any great amount of money. Like, you know, if you find the odd pound or something, you think, oh, good, I'll have that. I think the most I ever found actually was £20 on the floor of the Dublin train one time. I was going from Belfast to Dublin.
Well, then, therefore, you could have been done for theft.
Well, exactly. And I didn't even know. And I thought, oh, great. I mean, I was a student at the time, and I thought, brilliant, £20. But when you think about it, you can't really defend it, because it wasn't mine. And I was just thinking about this, actually. You know, it's actually worse than nicking something out of a shop, because it is someone else's private personal property. Someone out of a shop, right, that's bad enough. You shouldn't do that either. But you know what I mean? There's a difference. And that belongs to an individual. God knows, it could be their last £20 and they lost it. So,
well, that's it, Fionnuala. You don't know who has dropped this money. It could be a little old lady, and that's the last £20
exactly.
that she had to do her the entire week. And you're thinking, this is great, I'm going to go and buy 45s with this. And that, isn't that brilliant? Martin Dobney, what would you have done?
I would have pocketed the money, and I would have kept it, and I've done so on many occasions. And I think if we're going to give people, you know, criminal records for picking up money, then most of Britain's going to have a criminal record. But this case is an absurd waste of police time. You know, this week, you know, the last 7 days, we've seen front page news saying police won't attend burglaries anymore. They don't have the resources. Police won't prosecute low-level paedophiles. That was the front page of the Times. And this week, West Midlands police say they won't prosecute for female genital mutilation. They prefer to educate parents instead. And then we see this case. It's all that's wrong with modern policing. You know, the wrong end of the telescope. This poor woman's life has literally been ruined. You know, she's in fear of losing her job. How much does this cost the taxpayer to prosecute? Heaven alone knows. It's a ridiculous case. It should never have got this far. She should have been taken down the police station, had her wrist slapped, returned the money, and it should have been dealt with painlessly and quickly. This case is ridiculous.
Well, Fionnuala, that is a fair point in terms of the stigma. Now, obviously, if you technically commit a crime, you should therefore have to pay the price, whether that is in jail, whether it's a fine, community service, whatever that might be. But this woman, now, for picking up £20, which most people would think, that's fine to do, what do you do with it? There's nobody there beside that money. Mm-hmm. Then now her life, if you Google this woman's name, that's what's going to come up every single time. This is going to follow her for years.
No, it's appalling. And like I said at the start, I thought it was really excessive to do her for theft. It really was, because it's the sort of thing that people do every day. But actually, just thinking of it in a moral sense, it does make you stop and think, yeah, no, it is theft. I mean, that's true. I don't think the case should have been taken to court. I do think it was a waste of police time and money. And there are far more pressing issues, for sure. No bother about that. But I do think it's no bad thing to make you stop and think about your own personal behaviour and think, well, actually, yes, I am lifting something that belongs to someone else.
So what should we do, Fionnuala? Where's that threshold? Where is the line? If you pick up, if you find a pound coin, do you bring that to the police station?
Well, exactly. That's right. There's no way. Where do you draw the line? There's no way to draw the line. I mean, most of us, I think, would agree, yeah, you could probably keep the pound. £20, £50, £100?
I don't want to make assumptions about how police would react, but I'm not sure they would want the extra workload. They probably wouldn't. Of here, you know, us lining up with £10, £20 notes, and what are you going to do with this?
Yeah, and how does a person who's dropped it prove that it was theirs? I mean, I was in the St George's Market in Belfast the other day, and a £20 note had got handed in, and someone came and claimed it, and then another person turned up at the same stall and said, oh, no, that was my £20. So, you know, I don't know how you prove it. It's a complete morass, you know, when it comes to trying to deal with this sort of stuff. But I think, as a wee reminder to your own personal behaviour, it's no bad thing.
What would you do in future?
If I found a £20?
Yeah.
Well, if I found it at a shop, I'd hand it in at the till. But then, I mean, that's not ideal either, because, you know, well, maybe they'll just keep it.
Martin, what do you reckon? Would you want to see people hand it in? Because if it's easy to say this when we're the person that finds the money, but if you're the person that loses the money, this could be maybe only 20 quid to some people, but that could be your electric for the week.
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, it's down to the individual. If you want to hand it in, then fine. But, I mean, the likelihood of it being returned to the person who dropped it, I would have thought, is infinitesimally low.
Yeah.
If somebody tapped me on the shoulder and goes, hey, mate, is this your £20? I go, yes, it is. You know, I mean, let's be honest. The chances are ridiculous. And I think the bigger story here, actually, is the incredible damage this does to the police force. You know, public faith in police is not exactly high. And when they sort of read about stories where the cops are going after people like this, and it just makes the public have a bitter taste. It's like, what about, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but what about solving some real crimes? Now, this just seems like a dreadful waste of police time over something that most of us have probably done. And if we're going to prosecute people for picking up money, we're all going to have criminal records, aren't we?
Well, Fionnuala, if you lost 20 quid, would you go to the police and say, I've lost £20, has it been handed in? Like, it does go on, and then how do you identify your £20 note? So it's nearly impossible to police this, surely.
I think it probably is impossible. That's why I keep coming back to this point. I think it is, like, it comes to a question of personal morality, what you're prepared to do or not prepared to do. Because if you see the 20 quid lying there on the shop floor or in the street, it's very easy to persuade yourself that, well, it's just 20 quid, doesn't belong to anybody, I think I'll have it. But, you know, the fact that you come to this fact, it does belong to someone.
Yeah.
They did drop it. They could very well absolutely desperately need it. And so, if nothing else, it's pretty heartless to go, oh, well, no, I'm going to have it. It's mine now.
Yeah.
You know that old finders keepers thing? I mean, it's like a playground rhyme, but I think a lot of people run their lives that way.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make, Fionnuala, in terms of the personal morality behind it. What and do we ever really think about it? Maybe if we found thousands of pounds, we would. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
In 1980, I was at, you know, the old toilets used to be in the middle of the road at the City Hall?
No, I don't. Where were they?
Right in the middle of the road.
Right, okay.
You know where the taxi stand is? Well, it used to be right in the middle of the road.
Okay.
So I left my dad stand with the baby and I went down to use the toilet. And there was a purse. Now, 1980, it looked like £200 or £300 in this purse.
That's a lot of money now, especially back then.
Yeah. So I brought it out and I gave it to the attendant. And I came up and I told my dad, and he says, you were one very silly girl. He says, you should have took that to the police station. He says, who's going to prove that she's going to hand that over? And I said, true, Dad, I never thought.
What do you reckon of this case in particular, Christine, the £20 and this woman that's been done for theft now?
I think it's terrible. I really do, because I have, about 3 months ago, there was £10 lying in the street and I lifted it up.
What do you do with it?
Kept it.
And did you feel bad at all? Did you think who might have dropped that and who might be then struggling as a result?
In case they were watching me.
Would you think any different now, given what you've heard?
No, I don't think so, because...
You could be done for theft, Christine.
Well, see, the other week on Facebook, they had on it... Do you remember the drugs that was washed up onto the shore?
Right.
Somebody reported them to the police, and somebody had on there... Does that mean in 6 months' time, if they're not claimed, he gets them?
Well, I'm not quite sure it works that way, Christine, whenever drugs are illegal. Anyway, William and Derry, go ahead, William.
I found £20 one day, put it at the police station. And how do you know that was claimed? Where does it go if it's not claimed?
It's an interesting question. I would assume that's into evidence or lost property.
Themselves?
Well, how could they? That's the thing. If money is handed in, unless they have a lot of information about where it came from, say, for example, it was found in a shop or it was found, you know, outside an office building or in an office building. But if it's found on the street, on the footpath, how do you start to investigate that? You can't dust it for prints,
just,
you know, for goodness sake.
The £20 I took to the police station just didn't disappear.
Would you hand it in yourself?
Yes.
Even if it was 20 quid?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Brian in Bangor. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Vinny. There's two things, two aspects. One, my other half found £20 in the street recently, and what she did was she gave it to a homeless person.
You see, and I've heard of people as well in the past who they found money and they've given it to the charity or something like that. Maybe they're trying to avoid any bad luck associated with spending somebody else's cash.
Well, that's what she did. But then also years ago, I went to a cash machine in Hollywood and it was a tenner laying in it. So I wouldn't trust the ones in the bank. So I told them where I was taking it to the police station. And a few days later, I was a serving police officer at the time, I suppose. But this wee girl, or some lady, wrote to me a few days later, a nice wee card saying thank you. So it made me feel good about it.
Well, as a former policeman then, Brian, what do you think? Is this something that maybe it's to set an example with this woman, Nicole? In terms of the workload that police have, so something like this, if they're going to start and prosecute people who pick up money off
caution.
The streets.
Give her a caution, a formal caution, that would have done.
I was reading some of the online copy on this, Brian, and it does say she claims that when the police first approached her, they told her not to worry about it. So, and initially they maybe didn't think it would go that far.
Yeah, well, maybe they did, but I say they could have a bit of common sense, you know. She could have been given a caution, and that would have done, you know. I don't even know whether the money's returned to the owner or not.
It's a good question. All right, Brian, thank you. Kevin and Ballinahinch, go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Vinny. It was basically a number of years ago, I came upon a bike that was laying in it was in bushes. I took the bike back to the. I knew nothing about bikes, but I brought it to the police station. Got it recorded and whatever else, and I got nobody claimed the bike. I since looked, googled the bike, and the bike was worth over £700. I've still got the bike, so I think a bit of honesty goes a long way whenever it comes to things. I guess
it's the personal morality that Fionnuala mentioned there. Where would you stand with this? What do you think about what's happened to this woman, Nicole?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I mean, I've found money as well. I found money a couple of months ago in a shop and I just handed it in.
How much?
It doesn't belong to me. So I never lost it. And I would just hope that somebody would come along who did own it and was in that shop and would be able to ask, was her money found?
And what do you think of people there? What do you think of people that would do the opposite of that, Kevin? Who would just think, look, I found this money, therefore, in my head, this is mine.
Well, basically, it's up to the individual person. You know, at the end of the day, morally, I try and live the right way, and if it's not mine and doesn't belong to me, I never earned it, then I hand it back in. It's not mine.
Fionnuala, apparently this lady, she was told to pay £20 compensation, £20 victim surcharge, and then £135 in court costs. If this was something that the police then decided, we are going to clamp down on this and we're going to... You know, because it's difficult to put a threshold on it, put a line in terms of if you find this amount of money, do you think this is something that would really just bring the entire police service into disrepute because they think, well, look at this. Martin mentioned that story we covered on this programme yesterday about paedophiles or people who view pornographic images of children online and the differing stance they're going to take on that.
Well, I know. I mean, that's what I keep saying. The police can't really deal with this. It was a totally overzealous decision, I do think. And I think she actually pleaded guilty because to try to avoid further costs. So it would have been even more costly if she'd gone down the route of trying to defend her innocence as she thought. So I don't actually think it's a police matter. God, they're not going to be patrolling the streets saying if we're all going around picking up 20 quid here and there, let alone demonstrating guilt. So I don't think it's really an issue with regard to the police. It comes back to individual choice. And I think it's no bad thing that we've had a bit of a reminder that, that money does not actually belong to me. It is someone else's individual property. So, you know, it is wrong to take it. You know, how rarely do we actually have a discussion about what's right and what's wrong and where we all stand on it? And so maybe from that point of view, at least it's good we're having that discussion.
Yeah. Do you think, will people think twice, Martin, when they find money on the ground?
Well, I do think this case has thrown something really useful for all of us to take on board, and that is the use of CCTV imagery. Because increasingly now, you know, we are seeing lots and lots of cases, you know, historical cases, things like kind of people being sort of prosecuted for retrospective assaults at train stations. And this £20 note, I think it should make us all think about how we're all being filmed, you know, all of the time in public, wherever we are. And so that should make us, I think, you know, pause for thought.
That's not about morality, though, is it? I mean, that's just being scared of getting caught.
No, it's about evidence being used against you, which is an increasing body of evidence because of the widespread use of CCTV.
But you're not taking on board the point about morality. Where's the morality in it?
No, I am taking the point on board. I think she should have kept the £20 note. You know, I do.
And that's
believe
the moral that, thing.
Well, I think it is. Yeah, my morals are mine as keepers. Yeah, because that's just the way I've kind of been brought up. For example, you know, when I go to Tesco's with my son, and there's like sort of 15 pence in change that somebody's left, I say to my boy, "Keep that, mate," and he saves it. And I think that's teaching thriftiness.
Is that the same though, Martin? That's your money.
Pragmatism.
So do you think then that you should hand in 14 pence at Tesco's? I don't. I think if someone's stupid enough to leave their change, I'm going to keep it.
So this wasn't, sorry, Martin, this was someone else's change?
It was, yeah. But
you said it was your own change.
No, it was somebody else's change. And they, you know, there's a feeling, I think, nowadays that people don't want coins. I know we're digressing a bit, but you know, I think if you find money, then that's your good fortune. And what goes around comes around. I've lost loads of money. I've had my wallet stolen before and had it returned without the cash. I was grateful to get the cards back. But the money had gone, and I thought, well, fair enough. You know, that's the kind of finder's tax.
Like the law of the street. You're not talking about personal morality at all. You're just saying, oh, I'll just have that. I mean, I don't think that's morally defensible.
What I'm saying is, over a lifetime, I think these things tend to balance out. I think we lose, you know, that the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. And I think
some kind of weird karma. I don't think so.
Well, that's the way life tends to work. I mean, if we're going to seriously...
It evens out.
If we're going to seriously hand in every piece of money we found, we're going to suddenly find ourselves that the police are incapable of doing anything else because all they're dealing with is petty, ludicrous.
I agree with you there, but I'm just not sure about this law of the cosmos where it all evens out.
Well, this is it, Martin. And the law is the law. So technically, this woman was in the wrong, hence why they were able to prosecute her. I'm slightly confused as to how they actually identified her. Now, she was asked to attend voluntarily the police station. This is 3 months later. She said she had no memory of finding the money and was initially told by the police that nothing would happen. 3 weeks later, then she was asked to go back again, where she was shown CCTV and basically shown her picking this money up. And she accepted that it was her and that she had taken the money. It's intriguing.
I believe she was recognised by the shop owner because she was a regular there, and that's another thing. So when they looked at the CCTV imagery, the shop owner recognised the customer, and that led to her being kind of approached, and then it went on from there. So again, it's that thing of CCTV. It's not about kind of committing crimes off camera. I just think we should all be aware, you know, in public areas that we're being filmed all the time, and that can and often is used evidence against you.
Okay, we'll take some more calls on this. Davy and Yuri, go ahead, Davy.
Well, I would just like to thank the guy that handed my wife's purse in last Monday in the Buttercream Shopping Centre in Yuri.
What happened?
She left it sitting on the seat and walked away, and every penny she had, their name was in it, and all her bank cards and all her details.
Was there much money in it? Much cash?
There was over £200 in it.
You see, that's quite a bit of money, and I assume then when you're thanking them that the money was still there.
Everything was there. I don't even think he looked in it. He left it in the information desk and she said to me whose name it was. I don't think he even bothered looking.
And what about this case we're talking about this morning, Davy, that this £20 that this woman has now been prosecuted for theft?
Well, personally, I think it's a joke because at the end of the day, it's a long way off £500 million.
Well, that's a discussion for another day, possibly,
another
Davy.
Day, but
you know, where's
£20, you find £20.
But what about if it was the same with your wife's purse? If there was, I know £200 is more money, but to some people, to many people, £20, especially if it's your last £20, it's a lot.
Well, it was going to be a long, hard week. Simple as that, if she hadn't got it back.
But you're on here, Davy, saying thanks to the person that did hand it in. So are you contradicting yourself here?
Well, I would have contradicted myself.
Okay.
I'm thanking him for handing it in.
But would you
thank the person for handing in the £20?
This person picked up the £20 and kept it for themselves.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You could have thanked them for handing it in. Didn't hand it in, so fair play to them. That's their own attitude of things.
Okay. All right, Davy, thank you. Jimmy and Bangor, go ahead, Jimmy.
Hello. I found £100 in the car park in the golf club and I handed it into the pro shop. Now, when I got home, I put it on Facebook. Hey, I found £100 this morning and handed in. Now, somebody claimed it, but the responses I got on Facebook from various people, they're all supposed to be friends, I'm a hater. How do you know who got it? Had he the serial numbers? Basically saying I was nuts for handing it back.
Well, why did you hand it back?
Because it wasn't mine, and I could have slept that night. knowing I couldn't have slept at night, knowing I had somebody else's money in my pocket.
Well, this is it. And I guess, well, for me, from my perspective, you might think, well, look, you know what? I would want someone to do the same if I lost money. So how can I, in good conscience, keep it myself? Because, you know, you can't expect someone else to do the same when you don't do it yourself.
Yes. You know, it just, they may need it more than I did, you know. £100, it was 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. At the back of a car, must have just fell straight out of his wallet. And I'm sure he'd have been panicked looking for it later on. But unfortunately, he never even left me a price of a pint. Never got a thank you or anything.
And would you do the same again?
I would do.
So even though he didn't get much of a thanks, you would still do it? Okay, Stuart and Clocker, go ahead, Stuart.
Thank you, Vinny, for letting me on. Listen, I just, first of all, I want to make a point of the experience. I worked as a village orderly in the local village for a few years, and 7 years ago, I found a wallet outside his job. It was a wallet with no name. There's no name and no any identity to give it so that I could face anybody. It was 200 sterling, 70 euro. I actually found the person who owned it. He was a man living on his own, and at this stage, he had sort of a disease that it's cancer.
And how did you find him? How did you track him down?
Because when I went into the shop, the actual shop people said, I'm nearly sure I recognise that wallet because he took it out before in the shop before, and I recognise the colour, and I'm nearly sure it's a particular gentleman. Well, I says, if you want us, we'll hold on to the wallet. I says, well, when I mentioned the name who he was, I says, I know him very well, he's a family friend, so I'll hold on to it. And, you know what I mean? If it hadn't been a family friend, it wouldn't have made any difference. I still would have done the honourable thing and handed it over, because many a time, you know what I mean, you lose money. I've lost fivers, tenners, you know what I mean, getting in and out of cars and stuff like that. And, you know what I mean, it's nice to be nice, it's nice to be honest, but getting to the point of where the girl was convicted, I think it's a joke.
Criminal record now, she'll have a criminal record for theft, and I suppose if that's on your record, people... It says a lot more, people would say, than I lifted £20 off a shop floor. It makes you sound like a criminal, Martin Dobney. It makes people, and clearly now, technically, she is.
Well, yeah, and it will say theft on her record. You know, this was kind of theft by finding. It's an obscure branch of the 1968 Theft Act, but nevertheless, it is theft. But if you see someone's criminal record and it says they're a thief, you wouldn't think they just found a £20 note on a shop floor, would you? You'd think the worst. And that's what this exemplifies. You know, she'll be forever labelled by this mishandling of a petty incident, which is now, you know, fully fledged on her record. And, you know, that's a terrible... That could ruin her life. Now, this would ruin her future potential for employment. It could really destroy her reputation, and it already has done.
Totally.
I mean, you Google her name, she's there. I really, really feel for this poor woman. I really do.
Apply for a job, and your particular jobs, many jobs, ask if you've got a criminal record. Yes, I do. What's it for? Theft. Right, okay. I guess there's an assumption that we made there. Apologies, by the way, if you can hear drilling in the background. I'm not quite sure why, but we'll have a look into that and try and get that sorted. Albert in Belfast. Go ahead, Albert.
Good morning, Vinny. Vinny, was this a trivial case in the scheme of things? And we look back a few years to our MPs who were claiming money, taxpayers' money, for duck houses and for other things. And morally, they knew it was wrong, but they were doing it. And I know there was a few prosecuted, very, very few.
Well, what do you think of this case itself, Albert, just to stay on point? Well, the £20 note, if you found it yourself, would you hand it in?
Well, yes, I found a bank card. I was getting oil one day. A person had left it in, and I actually took it up to the bank, and I handed it in. Yes, I found, you know, pounds. I found a fiver one time, and I put it in my pocket. But what I'm trying to say is, in the scheme of things, of taking this woman to court, and we have people that are embezzling the taxpayer day and daily of thousands of pounds, and their MPs were at it.
Let's just stay off the topic of Albert, thanks for that this morning, but let's just stay off the topic of politics, given the day that it is. Rita, last call on this for now. Go ahead.
Hello, Vinny. I was just saying, about a year ago, I was in a charity shop. I'm always in charity shops. And I was looking through handbags. You know, I was going to choose a handbag, and there was a nice one that I saw. And I opened the handbag, and in the centre part where the zip is, I opened the zip, and there was a long white envelope. And in the front of it, it said, written in a barrel pen, this is for you. Now, it wasn't stuck down or anything, and I opened the envelope and there was £10 note in it. Now, I didn't know whether that was someone who had put it in and had thought this would be a nice thing for whoever bought the bag in the charity shop, obviously needed to go to the charity shop to buy a bag, and therefore this was a real reward, or whether it was, you know, someone had left it in the bag. So I sort of thought about it a wee while, and then I thought, right, I better just hand this in. So I did. I went up to the lady at the desk, and I said to her, look, this is this bag. And she sort of went, oh, where was it? And I said, it was in the middle zip of that bag. And she said, oh, right, okay, thanks. And that was it. Right? So, there's, you know what I mean? There was another slant there to it. I don't know whether I did the right thing or not. Maybe I didn't step out of a tenner there. I don't know.
Maybe, well, technically, you could have been done for theft, and maybe the shopkeeper did then reunite that money with the owner or check with them if they wanted it to come with them. Would you do it again?
I think I would do it again, but I would be a bit more. I would ask who had given in the bag, and I would leave my name and so on, and say, yeah, like, you know, find out with us, who is this for? Is this for the person who bought the bag? Is this somebody just being nice?
Well, this is where we compare ourselves, Rita, to maybe the morality or the morals of other people. You know, I might do this, but what would somebody else do? And am I doing myself out of money, or would, you know, would they do the same if it was me? But it'd be interesting to see, Rita, if more cases like this come up. It is, Fionnuala Meredith, just as we finish this item, this is all about your own morality, your thoughts in your head, what you think is right and what's wrong.
Exactly. It's not really about the police. The police aren't going to be chasing us for this. It's about what
you hope not.
Decide. Oh, yeah, I hope not. What about that retrospective case like 20 years ago when I found that £20 on the train? No, I don't think so. But
well, now you've admitted it on air, Fionnuala, so
I'm
to hand over the tapes.
Oh, my God. I thought one of your callers had a really good phrase there. He said, do the honourable thing. Only you can decide what you think is the honourable thing. It is a very individual thing. But to make us actually think about these issues and how we approach them, well, you know, I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Last word to you, Martin Dobney.
I hope this woman can rebuild her life and can move on, and people sufficiently remember her name to give her a bit of leniency and a bit of grace moving forward. I think she's the real victim in this. You know, the law has hammered her for a trivial offence, and I really, really hope that you can rebuild a life and move forward. I really do.
Okay. Martin Dobney and Fionnuala Meredith, thank you very much.